TypeRadio.org.
Do you have a hero?
Do I have a hero? Actually, I have two books as my gurus. That's all. Books are my heroes because I know teacher per se who taught me calligraphy, something like that. But books taught me, and ordinary books, you know, ordinary books you can. Name I said, Adichie, Taglint, and Palatino. Bound book, Penguin type. I saw it and I said, God, great it is. If it's such work is done by these great people, who are they? And how did they know about this whole thing? So that's book number one. Book number two is more on the paleographic study of all ancient inscription by Pandit Ojha. He's no more. Yes, and I must say the three books instead of two books. And the third book is a really a great book called Siddham, Siddham. That actually the Indian script Devanagari went to China and Japan in about 7th or 8th century AD from India with the Sanskrit, and some Hindu priests, they went with some Buddhist travelers who came to India, and they took the entire, you know, this knowledge also there. And that entire Sanskrit was written by their own tools. As you know, Chinese and Japanese are so sensitive to their tools, calligraphic tools. So they did that, and in such a fantastic forms they created. And that was the book about that. And in that book, interestingly, that book is written by a Dutch guy. Kya hai, you know, this is the whole world is so fantastic, you know, Dutch guy. Who had gone to China and this and that. And he wrote in his preface that I really wish and I hope that someday some Indian artist will see this book and study this whole style and try to bring back this entire beautiful style which has gone from India to China and Japan. That is the book I'm talking about. And then I fell in love with the whole process, how you have to concentrate and how you take care of your tools, and you know how they bring the strokes through you. I studied the whole thing and I experienced this great spiritualism of calligraphy, which Zen monks do. And on India is also spiritual at heart. And I tried so many experiments and did with a big, huge type of tools which I cut myself and, you know, dipped into a bucket full of ink and then did some strokes. And an interesting exhibition, I held it at Germany in 1998, scrolls with another great calligrapher, Schneider, from Wiesbaden Art School or Design School. So three books are my heroes.
And what is the most beautiful word for you in any language? Not its necessarily its meaning, maybe what it sounds like.
That's a very nice question. I think you are really professional people over here, it seems, because now there's another thing you have really. I'm interested in the sounds of the words. sound. And I... So meaning is all right, you know. Now the sound is... Om is the sound. A-U-M. To chant that, I really love that whole aspect of it. The chanting of the Om, which of course all your priests and yoga people, they all do it. But I have some different angle to that in terms of how these variation sounds can be put in calligraphy. So I have always kept my bass quite strong all the time. Om is that word which I... you can call it a word because it is a single syllable, is also some sound symbol, but Om is the word to answer your question.
If there would be a possibility to do your life all over again, what kind of profession would have you been profession would you have chosen other than being a calligrapher, poet, whatever, what you're doing now? Is there something that you would have liked to have done?
Actually, I would still be born as a teacher if I have second life. It's because that really gives me a great satisfaction. And not really a teacher in the normal sense, because teacher is always a student. In that sense, because only then you can study a lot more and impart the thing. So I always tell my student, I have taken 25 years to think about this, and I'm sharing this to you today, this afternoon, so that you can use those 25 years of your life in some better way or advanced thinking. Don't spend that much of time on that. So, that's a great feeling. So, but then you become empty every day, and you have to get filled in every day. Who does that? The total environment. And you come there next day and you are a new man. Last night in that you were empty. And so you would again face these young people, and they are going to ask you hundreds of questions. So that's a great challenge. Poorly paid, poorly looked after, but money is not the everything. So I would be teacher again, so that I can learn so many more things and then impart things.
Type radio.org.